Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From 119th Psalm we hear, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. You, O Lord, have given us your law for living our lives in faithfulness and obedience to live our lives fully in joy and peace. We give you thanks for your blessings to us and to our people, so we may live in harmony with one another. And we would ask that you watch over our travel this day and bring us safely home to those we love. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 28th day, Wednesday, February 22, 2012. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. The Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following prayer. The best prayers are often more groans than words. John Bunyan. Much of the Christian world observed today.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, it was a moving prayer. I would move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, introduction of very special guest today. On my right and your left, standing, is the commanding general of Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, General Yenter. He's fresh from Afghanistan. He is the real deal. Everyone likes this guy. We want to keep him a long time. Please make he and his staff feel welcome.
Will the general and the other staff officers please rise for recognition by the Senate? We're honored to have the CO and the other officers here today. Enormously important economic asset for our state, Fort. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, a group of students from Northwest Missouri State made the trip down today. It's the Student Senate here to watch, to visit with the members of the House and the Senate to watch our government in action. And I would ask the members of the Senate to please join me in welcoming them to our esteemed
members
body.
Members of the Student Senate, may the chair inquire of you, sir.
State your inquiry.
From what institution?
Northwest Missouri State Northwest University.
Will all the guests of the senator from Andrew please rise for recognition by the Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I have a current resolution, a concurrent resolution. I ask to be printed in the journal.
Shall be printed, sir. Thank you. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Christian. Send your bills forward, sir.
Two of them right there. Wait.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 830, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to physician assistance.
Senator?
No explanation necessary.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 831, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to the designation of a highway.
Senator?
No explanation.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 832, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to primary elections.
No explanation. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson.
Inquiry.
State your inquiry.
Did you say introduction of bills or introduction of gills?
Bills.
Bills. Okay.
It sounded like I was saying what, Senator?
Gills, because I was going to do an introduction of Gill.
No, Senator. We're
thank
on
you,
the
Mr.
routine
President.
Order of business of introduction of bills.
Bills. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Clay.
I have a bill.
Send it forward, or send your bills forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 833, introduced by Senator Ridgeway, an act relating to the designation of a memorial bicycle and pedestrian bridge.
Mr. President, this undoubtedly will change the face of Missouri government. Thank you very much.
Introduction of bills. Did the senator from Howell have a bill? Senator? No. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 834, introduced by Senators Mayer and Parson, an act relating to funds coming into the possession of sheriffs.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Cole is on his feet.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward, sir. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 835, introduced by Senator Kehoe, an act relating to fireworks.
No explanation needed.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Concurrent resolutions. Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a Senate concurrent resolution.
Send it forward, sir.
Thank you.
Care to explain, sir?
Mr. President, this resolution deals with requesting that the Corps of Engineers come up with a better planning on river flow for the southern part of the Mississippi River after we suffered such tragic damages a year ago when the Bird's Point levee was blown.
Thank you, Senator. We shall print it in the journal. Senator from 23rd.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Stoddard? No? You want to do your goobies?
Senate is on the order of reports of standing committees. Senator from Clay.
Mr. President, I have a report from your standing committee on health, mental health, seniors, and families.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that forward.
I will.
And when the report arrives, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was introduced Senate, to which was referred Senate Bill 727, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgeway, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Finance, Government Organizations, and Elections has reported.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
I have six. Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organization and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 710, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 635 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 717, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on the Judiciary has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 37, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, Senate Bill 699 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
President recognizes the Senator from Howe.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 26, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Perkison, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could get unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests that are with us this morning.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Visiting the Capitol today from the 1st District are some of my constituents. We have Don and Joan Schmidt and their children, Stephen, Carmen, Helena, Elijah, Noah, Joshua, John Paul, and Benjamin. I think I got that wrong. All right. Don and Joan Schmidt are from my district. And then we have Stephen and Carmen Schmidt and their children, and Helena, Elijah, Noah, Joshua, John Paul, and Benjamin. If they'd all stand for me. What a great-looking family, Mr. President, don't you think?
Guests of the Senator from the 1st, please rise and the body make them feel welcome. We're on the order of business, reports from standing committees. Senator from the Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments has a report.
Please send your report forward. So, do you want to read it, or do we? Senator from the 20th, Stoddard.
Mr. President, would you please...
Senator, I think we need a request of to waive the reading of the report.
Please waive the reading of the report.
And hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Senator from Stoddard.
I believe, Mr. President. Mr. President, there should be a list of the appointees distributed on the desk of each senator. And, of course, you've granted me a waiver of the reading. I now request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its due consent advice to the appointments and reappointment.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Stoddard. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Stoddard has moved that the report be adopted. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report is adopted. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from KRCG-TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. And, Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will give the order of business of Senate bills on third reading.
Senate bills on third reading, formal calendar. I'm sorry. SJR 26. Senator from Andrew. Would the Senator from Andrew. Senator from Andrew, you're recognized for a third read motion on SJR 26.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move this SJR 26 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
Motion, Senator from Andrew. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the SJR 26 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. For the body, Just a reminder, this is the legislation that would bring term limits to the rest of the statewide elected officials.
Let's hold the conversations down so we can hear the senator. Sorry, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I was saying, this is the legislation that would bring, that would put a vote before the people. If approved by the people, it would put term limits on the remaining statewide offices that do not have them today. I believe it is pretty self-explanatory. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. If not, I renew my motion.
Senator from Andrew moves that SJR 26 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close. Senator Andrews moved that SJR 26 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Joint Resolution 26, a joint resolution relating to term limits for statewide elected officials. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th votes aye. Senator from the 1st votes aye. Senator from Stoddard votes aye. Senator from the 9th votes aye. Senator from the Boone votes aye. Senator from the 10th, are you seeking? Senator from Christian votes aye. By your vote, 30 aye, 2 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. We need to get the Senate in order. Next up, Senate Bill 701, Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 701 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Stoddard. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 701 be read a third time and finally passed. This is a piece of legislation that allows the utility companies and situations or circumstances of emergencies where the federal government...
Let's get the Senate on order so we can hear the senator, please. Proceed, Senator.
Thank you once again, Mr. President. This is the piece of legislation that in instances or circumstances where areas have been declared as disaster areas by the governor, that utility companies and others would be exempted from the prohibition against using red-dyed fuel. Exceptions now include the federal, state, and local government vehicles, as well as churches and public mass transportation and service operators. Senate Bill 701 would simply grant the same protection to vehicles engaged in public safety matters or in the restoration of utility services attributable to a state of emergency during such time of declaration by the governor. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion and am open for questions.
Senator from Stoddard moves that Senate Bill 701 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from Stoddard moves that Senate Bill 701 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Bill 701, an act relating to operating a motor vehicle with dyed motor fuel. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote, 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 484, Senator from the second. Senate Bill 484, Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bills 484 et al. Be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the second. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 484 et al. Be read the third time and placed upon its final passage. This is the do not call list and also dealt with the robocalls, the issue we discussed yesterday and perfected. We passed it out of here unanimous 4 years in a row. We're going for number five. I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I'd renew my motion.
Heard the motion. The senator from the second has moved that Senate Bill 484 et al. Be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
I close, Mr. President.
Senator from the second has moved that Senate Bills 484 et al. Be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 484, 477, and 606, an act relating to telephone calls. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape, votes aye. By your vote, 32 aye, 0 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 719, Senator from the 6th, from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 719 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the Cole moves. You heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, this is the bill we talked about yesterday at great length. It would allow marinas to offer a temporary permit for boater operation on some of our Great Lakes here in this state to out-of-town residents. It's a one-time permit only. It has a sunset on it. It has a fee that people would be able to pay. They can take the online course and don't have to pay that fee if they don't want to. And I think it's a great bill that would help small business in our state, and would also encourage tourism and let people get out and enjoy our great waterways here. And maybe future economic development would lead to those activities as they enjoy our great lakes. So, Mr. President, I move the Senate substitute to Senate committee substitute to Senate Bill 719 be third read time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Cole. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, senator recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Cole moves the Senate Bill 719 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 719, an act relating to the issuance of temporary voting safety identification cards to non-residents with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Franklin. You are not. Votes aye. Senator from the first. Votes aye. Senator from Boone. Votes aye. Senator from Cape. Votes aye. Senator from Clay. Senator from Clay. Votes aye. Couldn't find you. By your vote, 31 aye, 1 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Cole, you're recognized for the emergency clause.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer,
aye.
Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape, votes aye. Senator from Green, votes aye. Senator from the 24th, votes aye. By your vote, 31 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. If there's no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of businesses of... Actually, would you see if there are messages from the House?
There are messages from the House.
Would you please have those read?
Please read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 41. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1059, an act relating to recounts of votes. Also, House Bill 1107, an act relating to the designation of a highway. Also, House Bill 1112, an act relating to life insurance companies. Also, House Bill 11...
Bring the Senate to order. Proceed.
House Bill 1128, an act relating to military honors. Also, House Bill 1188, an act relating to the administration of asthma-related rescue medication by school nurses. Also, House Bill 1347, an act relating to preferences for state contracts. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 1457, an act relating to county treasurer candidate qualifications. Also, House Bill 1517, an act relating to military medallions, medals, and certificates. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 41, a joint resolution relating to the Term Limit Reform Act. Also, House Committee substitute for House Bill 2014, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the several departments and offices of state government, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, someone with the order of business of reports of standing committees.
We're on the order of business.
Oh, reports. Did he already did all?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second bills on second reading.
The Senate will is on the order of business of second bill.
Senate bill, second reading.
Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 794.
Senate Bill 794, an act relating to tax incentives for business development.
Jobs and Economic Development, Senate Bill 795.
Senate Bill 795, an act relating to land tax collection.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 796.
Senate Bill 796, an act relating to encouraging investment in science and technology.
Jobs, Economic Development, Senate Bill 797.
Senate Bill 797, an act relating to voluntary pre-kindergarten.
Education, Senate Bill 798.
Senate Bill 798, an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Progress and Development, Senate Bill 799.
Senate Bill 799, an act relating to school safety.
Education, Senate Bill 800.
Senate Bill 800, an act relating to sexual education.
Education, Senate Bill 801.
Senate Bill 801, an act relating to higher education tuition policy.
Education, Senate Bill 802.
Senate Bill 802, an act relating to the provision of alternative education services for students who have demonstrated disruptive behavior.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 803.
Senate Bill 803, an act relating to behavior analysis.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 804.
Senate Bill 804, an act relating to the failure to vacate leased premises in a rent and possession case.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 805.
Senate Bill 805, an act relating to fines for failing to yield the right-of-way.
Transportation, Senate Bill 806.
Senate Bill 806, an act relating to the employment of school personnel.
General Laws, Senate Bill 807.
Senate Bill 807, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small Business, Senate Bill 808.
Senate Bill 808, an act relating to recall elections for United States Senators.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 809.
Senate Bill 809, an act relating to services and accommodations for persons with disabilities.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 810.
Senate Bill 810, an act relating to tuberculosis testing.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 811.
Senate Bill 811, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the Board of Governors of Missouri State University to the City of Springfield.
General Laws, Senate Bill 812.
Senate Bill 812, an act relating to the Missouri Electronic Prior Authorization Committee.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 813.
Senate Bill 813, an act relating to the investment of certain public funds.
General Laws, Senate Bill 814.
Senate Bill 814, an act relating to the land survey program.
Commerce, Senate Bill 815.
Senate Bill 815, an act relating to permissible contracts between municipalities and certain counties.
Jobs, Senate Bill 816.
Senate Bill 816, an act relating to disqualification from unemployment benefits.
Small Business, Senate Bill 817.
Senate Bill 817, an act relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 818.
Senate Bill 818, an act relating to motor vehicle registration.
Transportation. Senate Bill 819.
Senate Bill 819, an act relating to state enforcement of certain federal laws.
General laws. Senate Bill 820.
Senate Bill 820, an act relating to emergency dispatch operator training.
Jobs Economic Development, Senate Bill 821.
Senate Bill 821, an act relating to terms for councilmen in third-class cities.
Jobs and Economic Development, Senate Bill 822.
Senate Bill 822, an act relating to agriculture.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 823.
Senate Bill 823, an act relating to the video conferencing of offenders.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 824.
Senate Bill 824, an act relating to the designation of Motorcycle Awareness Month.
General laws, Senate Bill 825.
Senate Bill 825, an act relating to limiting financial contributions to support campaigns for certain public offices.
Rules and joint rules, Senate Bill 826.
Senate Bill 826, an act relating to ethics.
Rules and joint rules, Senate Bill 827.
Senate Bill 827, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 828.
Senate Bill 828, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 829.
Senate Bill 829, an act relating to the second injury fund.
Small business. Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
Would you please refer HCR 12 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senator will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
We're on the order of business of announcements, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be making a recess motion until 1 o'clock instead of an adjournment motion. And I believe that there'll be a Republican caucus somewhere in between. Thank you, Mr. President.
The caucus will meet at 11:30. On the order of business of announcements, Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1 p.m. this day.
You heard the motion of the Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 1 p.m. today.